Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Well, we're back at it again, hopefully. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, we've got stories going on all over the place. It's nice to know that when President Trump left, we weren't on the road for Middle East peace. We had, to a big part, we had Middle East peace. We worked with the people in the area. We knew who the problem was, or the problems, between the Iran and the Palestinians, right? We knew who the people that were pushing the violence. We had it under control. Joey B, 100 days into it, look what we got! Look at all the fun stuff that we have. And it just gets worse. And the young people that don't believe for a moment, they think all this is because of capitalism. They are so wrong. They're being taught incorrectly, and we're allowing it to happen. I thought it was funny that Trump came out with a line. He said that, comparing Biden to Jimmy Carter is unfair to Jimmy Carter. That was pretty good myself. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5566. Let's just hit a whole bunch of stories, because we do have a whole bunch of crazy stuff happening that we could talk about, unless you're under a rock somewhere and you're not paying attention. Just amazing. I think you heard some of you. There's 100 Republicans coming out saying that they're willing to start a third party where Cheney and Romney would have a place, unless the Republican Party changes its ways. You know what I say? Adios. Goodbye. Have a nice day. Do you need an Uber? We'll pay for it. Really, think about it. Do you really think we care? This shows you how deaf some of the party members are. It shows you how deaf they actually, Cheney actually believes that the way she thinks is the way the majority of the party thinks, and it's not. Romney, I don't know what party he's talking about when he's talking about the party. Not many do. Right? And what have they done? What will they do? I am telling you, I do it at a local level, and you guys need to start doing it too. When I have people that come and want to talk about their candidacy, or a group of people that want to back somebody in the candidacy, I go, who are you? Where have you been for the last couple of years? What have you done in the community? What kind of hard decisions have you made? For me, it's that simple. For you, it might be something different. But for me, it's that simple. And those are the people you back. The ones that know the community, they're engaged in the community, they have a clue about the community. Otherwise, it's more rhinos. People that just want to, not even rhinos. I don't even know why we call them. I mean, seriously. They want to say they're a congressman or they're a senator or. That's what they want to do. I just thought that was great. And Liz Cheney says that we need to pull our party back from where it is today. I got news for you, Liz. Trump still has well over 80% approval rating among Republicans. Where do you want to pull it back from? Do you want to put it back to where it was when Bush and your daddy were around? I don't want to be there. And finally, some of you are fighting back. Thank God you're getting the message. And we're seeing it happen all over the place. A group of parents in Virginia are now fighting back to take over the school boards. Gotta be careful how you do it. Getting them to resign is great. That's the way to go. And these aren't white folk trying to take over the thing because they, you know, they don't like the 1619 or the, you know, the different, what is it, not just privilege, but it's pretty much white everything that we have to deconstruct. And even the black parents are going, we're done with this, stop it. Now here's the problem, when a black person says it, then they've drank the white Kool-Aid. Really, they can never say to them, well, you know, you've got some great points there. I don't agree with you, we've got some great points. But no, and I think it's great, and I think it should happen in more places. I think if a school board's not listening to you as a whole, they got to go. They just got to go. And there's nothing wrong with that. So, and again, and look at people like Cheney and Romney and others who think that we want the party to be somewhere else. Where? They just don't want to fight. They never did want to fight. Look, can we be real about this? Right? Can we talk here? I mean, you tell me when we had more control than we have today, when did the Republicans in Congress fight for you? And I mean fight. You won't find it. You really won't. You know, Jim Jordan, I love Jim Jordan. I do. I like him. I like the questions he asks. I like the way he asks them. And everybody says he should be our next leader. He should be this. I've even said it a couple times. So I started looking at some of the guys that we love. Can anybody tell me any bill that Jim Jordan's put forward in the last couple of years? And again, not saying that to be belittling. I'm not saying that to put him down. Not by any stretch. But you got to be able to do it all. Or you create the team and everybody's got a job to do. Everybody's got the thing they're supposed to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go too far. Inflation is rising faster than it has since 2008. When who was in charge? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, part of the solution. Boy, if you guys could only see electronically what goes on around here, I think you'd get a giggle as much as I do. So, anyhow, no, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, and I do appreciate the time that you're on the air with me and listening and sending me messages. I appreciate those as well. All right, let's get back at it. I mean, seriously. We see this all the time. Republicans now that are coming out, if you're from Canada, 100 of them, talking about how, we need to get the party back. The 100 of these people need to get the party back. Now, think about something. These are the people that Republicans in general don't want in office. What do you think of that? 100 Republicans coming out and saying that we need to support Cheney, support Romney. and others along that ilk. I'm sorry, you talk about being out of touch. I mean, they're not just out of touch, they're on a whole other planet, aren't they? Inflation is on the rise faster than it was in 2008. I mean, I haven't seen these fuel, some of you guys in the chat room, I know you've seen these fuel lines before. I remember seeing them in the 70s. I worked at a gas station when they were there. And people were just as nasty at times. Nothing like waiting in line for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours to get gasoline to find out by the time you get there, it's empty. You can't get none. Not a good place to be. And it's going to get worse if you really think about it. And fuel on the rise today. I should have taken a picture of it for you guys. In California, $4.99 a gallon for what we old folks call high test. Premium now, I guess is what they call it. That's a lot of money, too. You know, it was too asked for us to be energy independent, wasn't it? It was too... We were energy independent. We were doing, supplying our own oil, supplying our own energy. Joey came in and said, hey... Can't have the pipeline. You got to stop the drilling. You got to stop this. You got really, seriously. And let's just throw it in. And you heard the White House. You know what this is all about. You know what the fuel shortage is on the East Coast. Has absolutely nothing to do with the reserves that we have. Otherwise, why would the White House spokesman say, hey, faster you move over those green cars, the better. But I got news for you. I did a quick checking. I didn't take a whole bunch of time on it. But in making a quick check, if the majority of Americans, not 100%, majority of, you ready for this one? It would drive up the need for fossil fuels by 38%. Why? Does anybody have an idea of how you charge a battery? Anybody? You have to use electricity. Most people charge their cars at night. Our grid couldn't take it. The electrical plants couldn't produce enough power. And as far as I know, solar panels don't work at night. Last I checked, anyway. But nobody does homework. But they don't care about that. It doesn't mean anything to them. Green cars sound so cool. Don't you want a green car? Does everybody want a green car? You know, what's it take to make those? We've already been through this. We don't have to beat this to death. Some of you already know. Right? And now, and the White House spins this like it's, first of all, it's all Trump's fault, and it's all the fault of those people that actually want to use gasoline cars. God forbid. We're back to watching what's going on in the Middle East. And again, I say, it's just amazing to me. We had peace. You know why we had peace? Because the Iranians knew that we were serious. We had peace because the Palestinians knew we weren't really interested in their BS. All right? And stop talking about, some of you got to do your own homework. Stop talking about Israel being occupiers because they're not. It's really that simple. They are not. Got to look it up. And they've given up more property over the years in the name of peace than they should have. Anyway, and our allies can't trust us anymore. They're sitting back watching. Look, when you have China and Russia coming together, right, to do their own kind of space command thing, that's a problem. China and Russia, think about that. That's a problem. I guess Joe's got some kind of hidden plan. He figures they'll come together and they'll eventually annihilate each other. I don't know what he's thinking. Well, I do. He's not. Can't. Not with the medication he's taking. Look at him. Look at his eyes. The man shuffles like an old man who can't walk most of the time. And then when they put him out for a speech at times, he's bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, almost can't close his eyes. And it's the same person physically. It's not the same person mentally. Something's going on. really that simple. Even Israel's worried about us now. They don't know we're going to stand behind them. Look, words are one thing. Action's a whole different thing. And that was the challenge with President Trump. He actually did what he said he was going to do. It made them crazy. Now, the left is screaming right now that the Biden administration is actually, they're building a fence. They're putting up a barricade. No, they're putting up a wall. They're putting up the wall again. Because, you know, it doesn't work and they love to waste money anyhow. But the Biden administration said it's going to resume construction of the southern border wall. The United States Army Corps of Engineers will restart construction on the 13-mile stretch of the wall in the Rio Grande. Now, that decision reportedly follows pressure from local residents and politicians to mend the it's a non-stop crossing there. Non-stop. And now they're coming up from Argentina. Right? Venezuela. Any place is an issue of any kind, they're coming up. Well, shouldn't we take care of our own first? Priority repairs are set to begin in 6 weeks to prevent flooding, followed by the establishment of a concrete levee wall fit with safety barriers in 6 to 9 months. Look at how long it takes the government to do anything. God bless Trump's administration to have that done in 6 weeks. The wall construction remains paused to the extent permitted by law. DHS says we've started critical work to repair the Rio Grande Valley flood levee. See, they're using all kinds of excuses and terminologies. Good luck to them. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Colonial Pipeline says it has begun to restart operation of its pipeline to start delivering fuel to eastern and southern states once again. The pipeline had been offline since last Friday after the company was hit with a ransomware attack. Colonial says it may take several days for the pipeline to get back to full capacity and that there may be some intermittent service interruptions as operations return to normal. Gas stations in several southeastern states saw long lines on Tuesday with many running out of gas as people worried about a possible shortage. And President Biden met with the top congressional leaders of both parties Wednesday to discuss his infrastructure bill. The president has put forth a more than $2 trillion package, with Republicans countering with a smaller bill that focuses on core infrastructure. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes there's room for a bipartisan agreement on an infrastructure package, but told reporters after the meeting that he made it clear to the president that Senate Republicans would not agree to a tax hike to pay for the bill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Thomas, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. We'd love to know what your thoughts are on this border debacle. Although I probably know what most of your thoughts are. But I think it's funny how we're talking about how Homeland Security has decided that they're restarted the wall, but not really, kind of, sort of. It's not really Trump's wall. There's work that needs to be done to repair the Rio Grande Valley flood levee. That's really what they're working on. Because there's no crisis at the border. It's just amazing, you know. And the Rio Grande Valley flood levee was excavated originally to make way for the border wall. So they're calling it remediation work. But it's not. They are actually building the wall there. I guess they don't want AOC. I mean, well, that's one way to get AOC down here and see what's going on, right? So DHS explained in a statement that repairs will protect border communities from physical dangers left in the wake of the wall construction. So they're blaming the wall. The statement claims that large holes were blown into the Rio Grande Valley flood barrier system to make way for the wall, which as a result requires repairing it to prevent catastrophic flooding. See, the Trump did something wrong again. It's just amazing. One of President Biden's first executive orders once taking office immediately halted all border wall construction. So since its inauguration, nothing. And the flood of immigrants, illegal immigrants, have surged. It's worsened. But, again, it's Trump's fault. According to Customs and Border Protection, CBP, there were a total of 178,622. You like that? That's a great guess, was it? Migrant encounters in April 2021. It was the highest, you ready for this? The highest total, monthly total, in 20 years. And they still want to blame President Trump. Right? I mean, while he was building the wall, we didn't see any of this. Nowhere near of this. Now, members of the Mexican military responded in Del Rio, Texas, for the first time on Wednesday. They're patrolling the opposite shoreline, detaining migrants with plans of crossing. Good for them. Del Rio, Texas Mayor Bruno Lozano, a Democrat, sounded off on Fox and Friends. He said that he was concerned for the worsening crisis and the administration's failure to control it or even really deal with it. He says, they keep telling us the border's under control. I simply don't understand with a 392% increase in this year alone, he said. How do they say they have it under control? He said, last year we had 20,000. Right now we're at 97, almost 98,000. How is that control? Did you catch that? Did you catch how the Democrats are so out of touch with reality? Last year, in the same place, there were 20,000 people captured. Right now, there was 90, almost 98. And they turn themselves in. You know this, right? They don't come in and go running. That doesn't work. They come in. They look for a Border Patrol agent to turn themselves into because then they get a slip of paper that says, hey, you got to show up for court in 90 days. Well, where do you go get them afterward? Do you know where they're staying? What house are they staying in? What town are they staying in? Are you dropping them off somewhere? Oh, is it after you give them the COVID shot? Yeah, right. You see what I mean? I love it. I think it's great. I think they should keep doing this. They should keep doing what they were doing. We should shut our mouths, let them hang themselves. You know, some of you say, well, yeah, okay, but it's my area, Joe. What am I supposed to do? Let them hang themselves. I don't know what to tell you to do at this point. If you don't let them show what fools are, I mean, look at what's happening up there in Seattle and Portland. I mean, you see all that devastation. They've got rape and murder and people stealing from each other. From their own little country. They think this is okay. They're fine with this. They're fine with this kind of, not even, you know, activity. It's just people protesting, right? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, again, oh, another moron here. I like reading some of these stories that, you know, crop up while we're talking. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine. He's announcing a $1 million lottery for vaccinated citizens. Right? Tell me this isn't discriminatory. So Mike DeWine has come up with an unorthodox incentive for Ohioans to get vaccinated. Starting next Wednesday, adults who have received at least one dose of the vaccine and are at least 18 years old may enter a lottery that will provide a $1 million prize each Wednesday for 5 weeks. Oh, wait a minute. So is he gambling away the state's tax money? That's what it looks like to me. DeWine, a Republican, said the pool of names for the drawing will come from the Ohio State of Secretary of State. Right? Those who are not in the database can sign up for the drawings on a separate webpage. He said, I know that some may say, DeWine, you're crazy. This $1 million drawing idea of yours is a waste of money. He said, really, the true waste at this point is the pandemic. When the vaccine is readily available to anyone who wants it. But you know what? A lot of people don't want it. A lot of people aren't getting it, not because there's no incentive, no lottery. They don't want it. Right? And why are they having such a hard time with this? Why do they have such a hard time understanding this? That's what I want to know. In random drawings, the state will also provide 5 full-hour scholarships to an Ohio public university. The Ohio Lottery will conduct the drawings, and the money will come from existing federal pandemic relief dollars. I still don't get what's the bottom line here. What's he looking to ultimately do? Anybody? Anybody want to enlighten the idiot in the room? I'm not joking. I'm serious. I don't see this. Oh, God bless America. And it doesn't get any better. Hey, a friend of mine was telling me about this the other day. I didn't know about this. Maybe you did. Did you guys know there was some, like, a ketchup packet, mayonnaise packet, mustard packet And now a really bad one. Chick-fil-A sauce is now in short, there's a shortage. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the supply chain, food supply chain. You know, first it was a fried chicken, now Chick-fil-A has announced a sauce shortage. Right? I mean, think about it. Now, I just want to point out, you know, give it some thought. I just want to point out that the sauce was bountiful during Trump's presidency. Chick-fil-A is limiting the number of dipping sauces each customer receives at the restaurant locations due to an industry-wide shortage. You mean they all get the same thing? Seriously, I think this is hilarious, frankly. No, really. I find it all pretty amusing. I think you can see more of this. I think it's the only way they're going to keep you, me, I shouldn't say that. We won't bow. But I think it's the only way they think they're going to keep you, me, and others, in line, if you would. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I know sometimes it doesn't feel that way, but I do. What do you guys think about that? Again, Ohio coming up with a lottery to pay people to take the vaccine. Like, that's going to fix something, right? Did you hear that Biden got in trouble? We'll talk about this at the break. But did you hear that Biden got in trouble? Because he's not supposed to be answering all these questions. We didn't get a leaked memo. Didn't come through an email. Didn't come through any of that. You know what it came through? Joey Biden's mouth. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be right back.
For 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
I'm sorry. We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I'm looking over my shoulder, seeing notations about how the First Lady, Michelle Obama, is stressed out on racial profiling. Okay. I'll leave it there. I'll let you guys work on that one. She's worried about her kids on Martha's Vineyard. All right. Anyhow. You know, the leaders in the Democrat Party, I'll put it this way. The hypocrisy is blinding and so bright. The things they talk about, the things they speak about is truth. I mean, just a joke about Barack and Michelle buying a home right on the waterfront when they're telling us within 5 years all that's going to be underwater. Right? So why buy a home? I mean, if what you truly believe, why buy a home on water? Or right there? Right? So President Biden said during, it's so hard to let that roll off your tongue, said during remarks on the coronavirus vaccinations that he was not supposed to be answering questions. Okay, I'm kind of confused. He is the most powerful man on the planet. Who's telling him he can't answer questions? And yet, the press doesn't, nothing. Nothing there. Right? After responding to a number of questions from reporters on the Colonial Pipeline and the unrest in Israel, One reporter asked Biden how the infrastructure meeting with the bipartisan lawmakers had gone. What's his response? Now, it's a fairly honest question, right? Not fairly, it is an honest question. You were with these people, you put a meeting together with them, how'd it go? He's like, you guys are bad. You listen to how he says it. I'm not supposed to be answering all these questions. I'm supposed to leave. Right? I mean, yeah, I might screw up. They know I can't answer a question to save my butt, so I got to get out of here. President responded, he added that he'd come away encouraged after the meeting with White House and Senate Republican. He was with Kevin McCarthy. Couldn't remember his name. Did you guys catch that? I don't have the video, but he couldn't remember his name. He was with the Republican guy, the leader. Now I do that from time to time too. I get it. I lose my train of thought. Something pops up on the screen or whatever. He also announced that 250 million vaccines had been administered since he'd taken office. He reiterated his support for Israel's right to defend itself. Geez, when you have thousands of rockets flying into your territory, he just wants to make sure, like he said the other night, he wants to make sure they don't overreact. I'm sorry. You're attacking my home, I'm going to overreact. Especially if my wife and kids are in there. Now, Jen Psaki last week said that Biden was taking impromptu reporter questions. It's not something we recommend. Because the man doesn't have two brain cells to rub together. No, I added that. Anyway. She said that Biden takes questions nearly every day that he's out in front of the press. It's not something we recommend. In fact, a lot of times we say don't take the questions. But he's going to do what he wants to do because, you know, he is the president. No, he does what they tell him to do. But it's not just the president whose words the press are, you know, policed. White House frequently requires that interviews with the administration officials take place after the quotes are approved. All right, they have to get permission for what's said and what questions are being asked. Aren't they supposed to be the most open and transparent party? Right? I'm asking because that's what we've been told continually. The press admitted under Obama, they felt that they were the tightest, most closed administration that they had in decades. That came from CNN. The practice means that information given can be used for a story, but in order for the official's name to be attached, the White House communication team must first approve the quotes. If the reporter tries to use it, well, you're going to be in trouble. Reporters say that this was a practice that was used under President Obama and almost never used under President Trump. Right? And they're seeing it happen more and more under Biden. What did they expect? Oh, come on. Can we stop doing this stupid thing? What did they expect? Did they really think they were going to get, Obama 3.0? Really? Gail, I don't even know this person. You guys might know them. Wonder Woman actress? What's her name? Gal Gadot? She attempted to post a unifying message on Twitter about the violence in the Middle East. Critics went after her and got on her case for her experience fighting in Israel, or the Israel Defense Forces, when she was younger, and accused her of being a propaganda tool for the Israel military. You see how that works? They don't have to have proof. They don't like it. Matter of fact, Democrats hate Israel, which is why I still don't understand why Jews belong to the Democrat Party. They hate Israel. And every time something's brought up about Israel, it's always Israel's fault. Israel's the occupier. Israel's, killing Palestinians. How many hospitals? I did this story a couple of years back. How many hospitals has Hamas or the Palestinians built with the money given to them for humanitarian aid? You want to know how many last time I checked? None. Where do you think all that money's going? Just saying. Until we stop feeding the beast, it's not going to stop. The Palestinians don't care about their people. They fire rockets from inside of parking lots at hotels. I mean, at hospitals. At schools. Actually, from the playground at schools. And at that point, if anything happens to those kids, it's their fault. It's not Israel's fault. Palestinian military group Hamas launched rockets in Israel all week long. Israel responded by launching a series of airstrikes, killing a top Hamas commander. That's what I would unleash the Israeli Secret Service. I would say, you do what you got to do. You got to take out the people you need to take out. Get this done. That would be what I would be doing. So anyway, Netanyahu's saying, look, I'm going to use an iron fist if I need to. We're going to stop this violence one way or another. 30 people have been killed. And this is one of the most serious conflicts since when? 2014. Who was in charge in 2014? If you are an honest Democrat, you have to be sitting at home at night, slamming your head against the table, trying to figure out why and how you voted for Biden, and why and how the American press isn't reporting on this properly. You have to be, unless you're dishonest. Her tweet was, "My heart breaks. My country is at war. I worry for my family, my friends. I worry for my people. This is a vicious cycle that has been going on far too long. Israel deserves to live as a free and safe nation. Our neighbors deserve the same. I pray for the victims and their families. I pray for this unimaginable hostility to end. I pray for our leaders to find a solution so we can live side by side in peace. And I pray for better days." Well, I can see the nasties in that. I can see why you'd want to attack that on a regular basis, don't you? I mean, this is just amazing. I don't even know who this person is. Valerie. Gal Gadot's statement is far worse than that tone-deaf imagined video from last year, Free and Safe. The same state that is perpetrating military occupation, land theft, ethnic cleansing. These things that they spew aren't true. First, start off with the military occupation. Where did they get that? Right? They go all the way back to what? The 46, 47, whatever, the Six-Day War? Right? They think that Israel took all that land? Well, Israel was actually kicking their butts. Could have wiped them out. Probably had everything out there. I guess even they didn't want to own that much sand. I don't know. You look at the same area out there from Israel and the Palestinians. Israel has turned that land into farming land. They are feeding their people. They have jobs going on. And what do the Palestinians have? Sand. They're not building hospitals for their kids. They're not building a better life. I'm sorry. You can't keep blaming mommy and daddy when you keep screwing up. So I'm your host. You've been listening to Real Side. Thank you for being with me. I always appreciate your time. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Tell your friends and loved ones and unloved ones about the show. We're here every day. Hopefully you're joining us.